Let's talk now to Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair. A very good afternoon to you, Eddie Wilson. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You can hear in that report just the frustration, the disappointment of so many people in terms of their personal family lives, business contacts, of the decision to keep the common travel area closed. But as John McGrane said there, you know, we have to, he says, heed public health advice. But you and Ryanair are saying that the common travel area should be restored effective the 1st of June against the public health advice. What's your case for that?
Cases, it's open already across the Northern Ireland border and has been throughout this pandemic. And for some reason, there seems to be a complete blind spot within government. And, you know, people who want to get around that will just come through Northern Ireland. We can see what's happened this weekend with people from the south of Ireland booking hotels in Northern Ireland. Why inconvenience air passengers? People can fly to Belfast and come down. It is, and you know, this idea that it's to do with public health advice, the vaccines are working, they're working against the Indian variant. That's what the NHS says in the UK.
Well, let me come to
the
that
moment. The most vaccinated country in Europe.
Is there evidence that there are large numbers of people using Belfast as a backdoor?
If you have an open border, we have this idea that we can maintain a block on a common travel area when we've got a 500 kilometre land border with the UK that has been open throughout the pandemic.
Yeah, I know it's there, but is it being used?
Of course it's been used. Sure, we saw it throughout, like last Christmas, when the border counties had the highest infection rates, and now we've got people moving freely between Ireland and part of the UK, which is in Northern Ireland, and you can move freely between Northern Ireland and mainland UK. It's a nonsense to do this. It's going to inconvenience people.
It's just that presumably
presumably
resuming direct flights, you know, maybe dozens a day between London and Dublin and other Irish airports and other UK airports would significantly increase the numbers coming in here at a time when there is real concern here and in Britain about this Indian variant.
But if you look at what's happened in the UK, they are in very small areas and there is a lot of testing going on in those areas. There aren't lockdowns in those areas. And the Public Health UK say that the effectiveness of vaccines is on a par with the other variants that are there. And this idea that you're going to discommode like large amounts of people who are getting here by air, and the border is still open.
Yeah,
I mean, well, it doesn't. Nobody ever addresses that over the last. Like, how can you have a ban? All you have is you're discommoding people traveling by air when it's open.
Right. The latest from the national, the Office for National Statistics in the UK is that while infection rates remain low across the UK, they say there are signs of recent increases in England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. We may be seeing the first signs of this India variant in our data.
But like you are still seeing, if you look at what Public Health England say, and you see the Secretary of State for Health like commenting over the weekend to say that the vaccines are working against.
If you have both, if you have both doses,
but like it's the same thing on like you have the same efficacy rates, you don't have the same spread. I think there's 94 cases or whatever that were reported in Ireland. You don't have the same bad outcomes coming from it. Otherwise, there would be huge lockdowns, and the reason for. You know, we've got mobile units in the UK that, that's contributing to a larger amount of positive testing rates.
It's there. Just that you're looking for this to be relaxed from next Tuesday, and there's still maybe a million people in this country who haven't had any vaccine, and the greater number of those who have been vaccinated have only had one dose.
I know, but Brian, that's fine if they were able to enforce it. But people are going. All the hotels in Northern Ireland this weekend are full. Largely, as we can see from reports, from Southerners going across the border, and it's part of the UK. You can't enforce it, like, and so why cut off air travel from that?
It doesn't make any sense
from a public health point of view, or any other point of view.
The government's move, we understand, to adopt the European Green Cert, the digital Green Cert, to allow travel within the European Union, leaving Britain aside for a moment, from the 19th of July. That's presumably something you'll welcome. But what's it going to mean in terms of a resumption of flights between here and mainland Europe?
Well, it should be from the 1st of July, and they should get rid of the mandatory hotel quarantine for France, Belgium, and Luxembourg, which is still in place. Every other European country has opened up from, I think, from the 9th of June, and 95% of the population of Europe, on the landmass of Europe, will be able to move around freely. And we, again, there's no reason for us not to do it from the 1st of July, and the government should do it from the 1st of July. I don't know what the gap is when the rest of Europe will be moving at that
point. So, assuming this remains the date, what's going to happen in terms of your own schedules?
Well, people are already booking. I mean, like, Irish people are already booking for, like, I look at the bookings this morning, people are booking from the 1st of July onwards, right? And our bookings over the last 5 to 6 weeks have more than trebled. So people are booking in any event, and we should align ourselves with Europe. And, you know, Italy, Greece, Spain, and France have all allowed travel from the 9th of June unrestricted.
All right, so, but can you give us some sense of how soon or how long it will take to get back towards the kind of levels of schedule that you might have been operating before this pandemic?
I think you'll have most destinations open, but you'll have less frequency as you build towards where there's demand. And the problem for Ireland is that if it's last at a party, well, then it'll get less capacity. And we will gradually be rebuilding schedules throughout the summer. But the wider issue of connectivity is really about next winter and next summer as to whether Ireland will lose some of that connectivity permanently.
And where are you seeing demand at the moment?
We're seeing demand all across Europe. The only place that was behind was Ireland, and that's begun to pick up. And we've seen a spike in bookings this morning with the speculation about what's going to happen. But I can tell you people are booking from the 1st of July onwards.
And the destinations that are proving most popular for those booking here to go out of the country?
It's still Spain for the Irish, Brian.
Right, yes. All right, well, we all want a bit of sunshine. That would certainly be very welcome. Eddie Wilson of Ryanair, thanks for talking to us here on the programme.